We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Helping us celebrate Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, our guy Troy Macker from Bet Rivers, a college hoops junkie in the best sense of the word. Troy, what up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing good. It's my time of year, so very excited to be joining you. Very excited to get things underway today.
How'd you do yesterday? How'd you fare? If I know you, one, you probably had bets all over the place, but like you probably have 10 brackets going and a lot of different options.
Yeah, man, I'm a multi-bracket guy. I know that offends a lot of people, but I'm trying to win. I don't have a lot of principle here when it's coming to brackets. So I was a little bit all over the map. I will say that, you know, I didn't have Kentucky winning in any of my brackets. I had Samford, McNeese.
Hold on, you had Kentucky losing?
Oh, sorry. I didn't have Kentucky losing in any of my brackets.
Okay, gotcha.
And in most of my brackets, I did have Samford, McNeese State. Is your second round game, and Samford got robbed, and McNeese State got blown out. So I had a ton of bets. You know, one of the things I did this year is I placed a unit on every higher seed to win. You know, not a lot, but you know,
money line,
a couple of them. Money line, yep.
If that was your boy's strategy from Tower Club,
exactly.
So, can you do the math for me on that? Because I'm tempted to do it today. What, like, would yesterday have been profitable?
Ever so slightly, yes.
Okay.
Now, originally, I was just going to do 12, 13, and 14 seeds, but then I decided to do, 10s and 11s as well. And because all three 11 seeds won, that helped out. But really, it was Oakland and Duquesne, because Duquesne, you know, while an 11 seed, I believe the money line pre-game was like plus 350. So those two alone got me back a little bit above the Mendoza line.
Okay. Yeah, it's like I love the idea of it, and I'm sure Oakland paid heavy. And, like, I feel like if you got Samford, then you actually get in the money. And they did get robbed. I can't believe I stayed up so late watching that damn game. But, you know, it's March, baby. This is what happens.
Yeah, it's madness.
B, I wanted to – Troy had a tweet yesterday that really made me laugh that I want to read from B. Mitch. I mean, you remember when we all worked together. This dude is a college hoops maniac, right? He had a tweet yesterday – I'm trying to find it, and Macker, I'm guessing you know the tweet I'm talking about. And you also tweet so damn much that this is going to take me a while. But basically, Troy said, it's 5 minutes till tip-off, and my wife just came up to me saying she wants to try to set up a budget for the fall. Do I ask for a divorce now? How did that go with the wife?
Yeah, did you get it?
Yes, I'm going to be honest. Yesterday was a bit rough. Could have done a little bit more on my part in planning it out and making sure that all the stakeholders knew what was on the schedule. I will say that around
left hand up, buddy. Left hand up.
To make matters worse, around 3 p.m., she stepped out to go wedding dress shopping with one of her friends. So from 3 to 7 p.m., I had a 2-month-old and a 3-year-old. So it was, but that's, when you get in the thick of things is really when you sink or swim. And I was bouncing back and forth, changing channels from Cocomelon to True TV and back and forth. I was on my feet a lot, but I got to watch a ton, and especially the late night games, which did end up having some good endings. And, Drake, Washington State was close. Stanford, Kansas obviously had a great finish. And Dayton, Nevada as well was a good one.
All right. When they leave you at home with the babies and they go to the shop with their friends, all budgets are off at that point.
There are 365 days a year. I'll let her do that 363. I need 2 days to myself, and it's yesterday and today.
So did you take care of everything at home? You need to get up early. You need to be, like, changing diapers, taking the dog for a walk. You got to do everything early, man. Did you get it done?
Yeah, today we're ready to roll. I may or may not have to step out to go help set up a tent for a kid's birthday party at the park last minute. So, yeah, it's trying times in my household.
Good luck, man. Thoughts and prayers.
What's the big upset?
Yeah,
today,
we
Troy?
Need to make some money because we lost it yesterday.
Golly, it's tough to pick for me because the ones I want to pick, James Madison has been one of my favorite teams to watch all year. They're playing just a really tough Wisconsin team that started the season hot, went into a lull, but has played really well in the Big Ten tournament. And Wisconsin's just a really hard team to bet against. I don't love, Yale over Auburn or Charleston over Alabama, and that's a very popular pick is Charleston over Alabama. Alabama just is so explosive on offense. So I'm really struggling to find, the ones that you're really going to make bread on. Potentially one that no one's talking about, and I don't think will happen, but it just because of an injury is Western Kentucky over Marquette. Western Kentucky is a very seasoned, experienced team, and Marquette is playing without Tyler Kolek. Marquette has played well without him, but he is a first team All-American when healthy. I think they're ripe for having a tougher go of things than if he were in play. So, and then the one everyone is talking about, not a massive upset. Yeah, go ahead.
Everybody, I'd say, in the DMV knows Shaka Smart from all his success at VCU, right? And they went to the Final Fours and Havoc and everything. What is his Shaka Smart's now the coach at Marquette. What is Shaka's NCAA tournament track record in the post-VCU days?
Not great. At Texas, I believe he was on the wrong end of an upset. I believe they missed out one year.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, it has not been great. Not bad by any means, but, after what he did at VCU and building that up to the Final Four and then going to Texas, and the expectations of Texas are massive.
Sure.
But I don't think there's a lot of pressure on him because Marquette has been doing so well this season and last season. And he went, he took a step down, really, from Texas to Marquette. I know that sounds weird, but Texas is Texas. So the pressure isn't there on him as much as it probably should be, which makes it a really unique situation. And Western Kentucky, again, has a lot of length and is experienced. Marquette has some length too, but I just think guards win you games in March, and Marquette doesn't have their best player who's a guard.
All right, and what was the other big one? I stopped you just to ask the Shaka question.
Well, so it's not necessarily an upset because the double-digit seed's favored, but number 11, New Mexico, and number 6, Clemson. Everyone's on New Mexico. All three 11 seeds won yesterday. New Mexico, the line has moved from -1.5 to -3. Clemson started the season real hot, but they haven't done anything impressive in a month and a half or so. But that's one where I may just fade New Mexico simply because it is the hot public play amongst the double-digit seeds.
So I tried to fade the public yesterday with Akron, and it backfired in a major way. But JMU and New Mexico are certainly the hot underdogs, or you can call them the dog with fleas if you want. Like, how often can we always try to fade the public in a world where sports betting's ubiquitous? Are there sharps anymore? I'm doing a radio show from a sports book in the state of Maryland.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, the world done changed.
Yeah, it's really tough, and especially now with transfers and teams that play, just unique styles, it's really hard because, styles make fights, and the NCAA tournament is all about matchups. So it's really hard to be a true sharp unless you are pouring over KenPom and you've watched, every game this year. Like, I'm a junkie, like you mentioned. I'm looking at all the stats, and I still miss things, and I still get things wrong. Yesterday – at halftime, Morehead State was +7.5 against Illinois in a great game, and Morehead State was going to hang around for the last 20 minutes of the game. Everything said they were. 5 minutes into the second half, they're up 3 points. 4 minutes later, they're down 11 points. They lost by 15 or 16. That was surefire bet for me, Morehead State +7.5, and it didn't even come close. So, even trying to live bet is very precarious this time of year.
All right, you got kids to feed. You got a lot going on. You got to hire a babysitter, maybe a full-time nanny. Good luck, dude.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, bro.
That's our guy, Troy Macker. You can follow him on Twitter, @TroyMacker, M-A-C-H. IR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.